Alam niyo po ba na ang lahat ng galing sa Panginoon ay good and perfect? Amen. Lahat ng kaloob ng Diyos ay mabuti at ganap. So kung ang salita po niya ay naniniwala kayo na galing sa Kanya, then it is good and perfect. At kapag po alam po natin ang mga pinakapaborito po nating bagay o pinakapaborito po nating mga pagkain ay talagang nasa hapag po natin or hawak natin, we don't want anyone to distract us. Tama po ba? Kasi alam natin, yun na yung pinakahihintay mo, yun na yung pinakamasarap, at yun na yung pinakamaganda. So, we will grab all the opportunities para maranasan po natin yon. And today, God had prepared so much for us. He did not prepare words yesterday. He prepared words that are fresh and new for you today. So, let's give God the best clap offering of praise as we welcome His Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Ang sarap pong isipin na nangungusap ang Diyos sa atin. At marami po kasing mga tao ang nagsasalita sa buhay natin. And even when we click on to our cell phones, ang dami na pong nagsasalita, ang dami na pong gustong mag-speak to our lives. But never the same, God still speaks. And when He speaks, it is power. So let us just bow our heads and close our eyes. Tayo po'y manalangin sa Panginoon. Lord, we thank You that You visit us today and we want You to speak. Speak, Lord, into our hearts and make our hearts really ready, Lord, to welcome You and to make our hearts home for Your Word. We don't want only to pray, Lord, na bisitahin mo kami. We want Your indwelling. We want na manahan ka po sa amin. Because unless that You reign in our lives as our King, Lord, hindi po magkakaroon ng tunay na kapangyarihan ng aming mga buhay. Today, we remove all distractions, all worries in life in Jesus' name, all fears, all anxieties in Jesus' name. We rebuke this out from our minds, from our spirit, and we just breathe on the breath of God. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, and make us really ready, Lord, to receive the wonderful word that gives life and gives us victory. Father, we welcome You, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. We are talking about kingly anointing. Yan. So, pag po sinabi na anointing, ito po ay malapit ng ipalabas sa GMA 7, haplos. So, ito po ay haplos. Ito po ay ang hipo, ang touch, ang kapangyarihan na dumadaloy sa presensya ng Panginoon. And we need that. We need His anointing. We need His power. You know, when Jesus called His 12 disciples, apostles, to be with Him, no? Sila po'y sumunod. And then He appointed them to be His apostles, to be the disciples. And then after that, He anointed them and He blessed them. And He said to them, go, preach the word, heal the sick, mend the brokenhearted. That's the power of a disciple. That's the power of the one who follows Jesus. Nai-imagine niyo po ba yung sarili niyo that as you keep on following the Lord, as you keep on walking after God, no, you will have His anointing that you too can speak of His word. That you too, when you lay your hands on the people, they will be well. And when you counsel people, they will be whole again. At hindi po natin magagawa iyon. Hindi po natin maisa sa katuparan na tayo'y maging mabuting mangangaral. Hindi po natin maisa sa katuparan na tayo ay magkaroon ng pananampalatayang maipanalangin ng mga may sakit. at matugunan ang mga problema ng mga tao kung wala po tayong anointing ng Panginoon. That's why this July, more than anything else, more than anything we want and we desire for our lives, more than the material things we need to possess and we want to have, more than the travels that we need to go to, ano man pong mga experiences sa mga pangarap po natin, more than those, hindi po natin sinabing masama po iyon. It is good. But let us desire the perfect. And the perfect is God's anointing. And this is my prayer together with Pastor Ad, that this is the year in 2017 that the kingdom of God will come, will reign in this church. That not only some people will do the work of God, but all of us. Amen. Amen. So this is the time to rise up. This is the time to rise up with this anointing so that you will not the ones waiting for people to pray for you. Hindi na lamang po tayo yung nag-iintay ng mga taong tutulong po sa atin. But on the other way around, as we are rising up in the anointing of the Lord, we will also raise up to the call so that people will be blessed and will change. In this past month po, in the month of June, almost 1,081 people or almost 1,100 people got saved. At kung ako po, si Pastor Al at ang 12 pangunahing leaders po natin, ang gagawa lang pong mangaral, mag-conquest, we cannot save 1,100 people in 1 week. Can you imagine the power at work within us? And you know what? Yung 1,100 people po na yun na naligtas, only in a matter of 1 week, 200 people lamang po yung humayo. And how much more if there will be 400 people who will go out and preach the word? Imagine the multitudes of people who will come to know, the crowd of people who will see Jesus in reality. And we need that. This is the high time to really rise up to the call of His anointing. Kung titingnan po natin yung mga news, kung titingnan po natin at makakapakinig po tayo ng mga balita, minsan, nasabi ko na po kay Pastor Al, bakit you turn off the radio? Talaga pong I cannot contain na talagang grabe po yung nangyayari. Parang you want to seize the war in Marawi, pero parang the more tumutulong ang gobyerno, the more talaga po nagpapadala tayo ng AIDS and everything. Aid po, tulong. Now, the more we want to help people, and the more we pray, parang talaga nag-rise up yung mga demonyo, ano po? Lalong galit na galit. At talaga pong parang mga kabuti mula po sa isang grupo ng terorista, sila po'y nag-i-sprout into different kinds of animalistic talaga pong terrorism. And this kills our people. And what do we feel about this? As we go to church, as we listen to His word, as we receive from Him, let us pray, God, I want that anointing. In my simple and special way, I can help the people who are sick, pray for them, counsel them, lead them to Jesus, and bring them into your presence. So mga kapatid, more than anything else, more than anyone that we desire this month of July, let us pray to God, God, I want that anointing. And if you sense that you have that, or you already have that anointing, if you sense that you can preach, if you know that you have the faith to pray for the sick, if you know and learn how to counsel people and lead people in the life group, then ask for more of His anointing. Ask for an increasing capacity to do greater things for God. Amen po ba? Amen. Come on, let's give God the best clap offering of praise. This is our time. This is our moment to tap on the anointing of God. Last week, Pastor Al shared to us about the king's disposition. And we want not only the anointing, we want the king's anointing. Gusto po natin yung haplos, kapangyarihan, no, pag pagbibigay sa atin ng authority na hindi nagmumula sa isang katauhan lang ng tao, ng grupo ng tao, kung hindi nandun sa spiritual strength. And that is our God, none other than our King, Jesus. And last week, we talk about David. David, the man after God's own heart. Ang Panginoon po mismo ang nagsalita, nag-prophesy, nag-declare that David, this is the man after God's own heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, no? Nung pong in-anoint ni Samuel, bata pa lamang po si David, about 12 or 13 years old. Ang pangungusap na po ng Panginoon sa kanya, eto na, nakita ko na, nakilala ko na ang lalaki na mayroong puso mula sa aking puso. Ang sarap pong isipin that God sees us in a very personal way. Amen? Ang hirap po na magpakilala sa mga tao. Pero sa Panginoon, stress-free eh. Kasi more than you know yourself, God knows you. Higit sa pagkakilala mo sa sarili mo, kilala ka ng Diyos. At ang pagkakilala sa iyo ng Panginoon, He has no negative thoughts about you. He has no record of your wrongdoing. Now, He sees you in the most beautiful picture of you. Why? Because He is the one who created you. And the ones He created are indeed perfect and beautiful. So every time he sees you and every time He is being reminded of you, He sees the beauty in you and the excitement of you, with you, that you will become a good and better person. So when God saw David, He saw in him the same kind of spirit. This is the man made after my own heart. And what made David the man after God's own heart? Ano po ba ang nagbuo kay David? Ano po ba ang nagkaroon ng mga bagay na nakuha po niya? No, in order for him to be the man after God's own heart. So nakita po natin that his disposition as a king, from being a shepherd to warrior to a king, he was a man who is humbled. He is a man who is really, no po, sabi po doon, honest, talagang mapagkumbaba, at merong katapatan sa Panginoon. Not only that he is humble, but he also honors the Lord. Amen? Pinaparangalan po niya ang Diyos sa lahat ng kanyang ginagawa at lahat ng mayroon siya. Today, ano bang yung secret po ng ating hari na ito, si David? Why he has that character of being humble and really honorable now before the Lord? Because the secret is his devotion. So let us welcome our lesson for today. The message of God today, it is the King's devotion. So, let us see. What is devotion? Ano po ba yung devotion? Ang ganda po ng song nila Ate Judy kanina. Let's take a look at the definition of devotion, description. So, sabi po dito, devotion is love, loyalty, enthusiasm, faithfulness, fidelity, constancy, commitment, adherence, allegiance, dedication. Ang ganda po ng description na po ng devotion. So pagka daw po sinabing ang isang tao ay may devotion, o ang isang tao ay devoted, o ang isang tao ay devote, hindi po, devoto, na po, devoto, sabi po dyan, mayroon siyang pag-ibig. Agree po ba kayo doon? Nakakita na po ba kayo ng taong devoted? Nakakita na po kayo ng taong talagang nandun yung tuon, yung tingin po niya sa isang bagay o sa isang hobby. Talagang he is into it. Talagang mahal po niya, no? At hindi lang po yun. Sabi doon, masigla siyang ginagawa yun. No? So, mga kapatid, it's one thing to be here in the church. No? It's one thing to be here and you are not absent. And you don't want to be absent. Pero alam niyo po, isang bagay din, dakilang bagay yung pumaparito po tayo sa church na talaga naglululundag po tayo. Enthusiastic po ba? Bakit? Because you are devoted. You are devoted to God. You are devoted with the things about Him. You are devoted with the things that He loves. So, nandun po ba yung ating sigla? Nandun po ba yung ating passion? When we think about God on Sunday, when we think about going to church on Sunday, because I am devoted, I will be enthusiastic to come. I will be enthusiastic to sing. No, hindi nasasabihan ng worship leader na let's raise our hand, let's clap our hands, let's dance. No po? So, dahil devoted ka sa Panginoon, nandun ang puso mo at pagmamahal mo sa Kanya, then it follows your body becomes enthusiastic to do so. You are faithful. You are never changing. May bagyo, may araw, pumaparito ka. Because you love God, you are devoted to Him. Panahon daw po ng ulan. Amen ba? So, kahapon po ay birthday ni Ate Shelo. Taon-taon po ay pinagmamasdan namin ang araw ng kanyang kaarawan. And nothing completes her birthday celebration without the rain. At kapag po yung rain na yan, kahit po alas 11:59 PM, bumuhos, sabi namin, birthday mo nga, Shelo. Kaya po kung titingnan niyo po ang mga greetings ko po sa kanya in the last few years, tungkol po sa ulan. Talagang pagka umulan na ng July 8, yun po, birthday na po ni Shelo yun. You know, sabi po sa Bible, rain is a blessing. When Elijah saw the rain, now when the servant of Elijah saw the rain, ang sabi po ng servant niya, Master, I saw the abundance of the rain. I saw, you know, yung ulap, sobrang bigat. Babagsak ng napakalakas na ulan. And sabi ni Elijah, praise God, the answer is on the way. Blessing is on the way. Because the Israel suffered for 7 years in famine and there was no rain. And when Elijah prayed, no, nakita po nung servant, grabe yan na yung ulan. At bubuhos na yung ulan. There is an abundance of blessing. And you know what? The rain won't stop until you receive it. The blessing won't stop unless, up until you have it. Amen? Kaya sasabihin mo sa Panginoon, rain pa more! Amen? Pumalakpak po tayo na maririnig natin ang tubig ulan. Ayan na! See the abundance of the rain coming. The blessing of God is on the way. So when we see that, God never changes. He never falters. Hindi po siya natitisod. Hindi siya nagkakamali. Hindi siya nagsisisi ng pagpalain po tayo at mahalin po tayo. He's so devoted in blessing us. That's why devotion is so rich. When we speak about King's devotion, it talks about His faithfulness. His heart that is whole. Hindi nagbabago. Hindi po nagmamaliw. Fidelity is the same. Constancy, tuloy, tuloy, tuloy. Pag sinabi mong linggo, linggo, it's linggo, linggo, linggo. Hindi tuwing pangalawang linggo. No, being devoted is weekly, being devoted is daily, being devoted is hourly. Oras-oras, minuminuto mong iniisip ang Panginoon. Commitment, no distraction. Adherence, pagsunod. Allegiance, pagkilala. Dedication. Dedication, ano po yun? Dear Jesus. Yun po ba yun? Dedication is nakadikit. No? Nakalapat na ang puso ko sa puso ng Diyos. Kaya pag sinabi mong, you are the only one I love, you are the only one, no, my first love, my true love, my everything. Yeah, truly. Mapapaiyak ka nga eh. Pero bakit nga ba? Dahil una kanyang minahal, at una siyang namatay para sa iyo. And the only response that we can do and we can give to Him is the same commitment, dedication. So today, let us take a look. Ano nga bang nagtula kay David? This devotion of King David, his devotion about God, his devotion of God, his being devoted to Him, saan ito nag-ugat? Saan ito nagmula? You know, si King David po, he writes so many things. Out of 150 Psalms, he wrote 76 of them. And the most favorite books in the Bible, the most favorite book in the Bible is the Book of Psalms. So dahil doon po, nakikita natin yung personal na pakikitungo po ni David at ang personal na pagkilala po niya sa Panginoon. So I want us to see here the kind of devotion no David had before God and to Him. So again, kilala po natin si David as a shepherd, warrior, and king. Nung naisulat po ang talang buhay ni David sa 1 and 2 Samuel, ang buhay po ni David as a shepherd, as a warrior, and king ay punong-puno po ng battles. Punong-puno po ng pakikipaglaban. Punong-puno po ng kalungkutan. Mayroon po siyang heartaches. Mayroon po siyang miseries. Mayroon po siyang rejection. Mayroon po siyang aloneness. At ikit po sa lahat, pakikipagdigma. Hindi lamang sa mga tao, kung hindi po pakikipagdigma, even sa bears and sa lions, at sa ano pang wild animals. So this was David's life as a shepherd, warrior, and king. His life is really full of battles. Pero ang tanong ko po, ganito, in his writings, out of 150, he wrote 76 Psalms. Makikita niyo po doon that David experienced battles, but he ended in victories. He mentions about his heartaches, but he also mentions about his healing. He mentions about his sin, but he also mentions about God's forgiveness. Kagaya rin po natin, we suffer, we really experience bad things in life. Same with David, but he ends with victory. He ends with triumph. He ends with healing. He ends with the grace of God. Why? Because in between battles and victories is devotion. Between heartaches and healing is his devotion. Between sin and achieving forgiveness is his devotion. Devotion to what? Devotion to what? It is his devotion to the Word of God. There is God in the center of his life. And there is the Word of God at the center also of his heart. That makes him king. That makes him triumph over battles. That makes him healed over sicknesses and miseries in life. That makes him rebounds again from the misery of sins, receive the forgiveness because he sees God. And he has the Word of God. He has a life of devotion. Let us describe the kind of devotion the king had. Number one, devotion of the king is personal. Devotion of the king is personal. No, sabi po niya dyan, Psalm 143 verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. In the morning, before we talk about the morning or the time of being personal, you know, David, he is the man after God's own heart and he put God first. But as a king, in the Jewish tradition, kapag po ikaw ay naging hari, sa panahon na yon ng mga Hudyo, in the Jewish tradition, kayo po ay bibigyan ng Torah. No, Torah is the compilation of the first five books in the Old Testament. That's the Pentateuch. That's the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers. Ay, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Alright? So you have the first five books. Now, that's the Torah. That's the Word of God, including the law and everything that God commands. Now, hindi lang po ipoposes po ito ng hari. Ano pong trabaho ng hari when he received the Torah? He needs to write it, copy, from one verse to another, to his own devotional journal. Araw-araw po, kailangan ng haring kumopya ng kapitulo, ng verses, at isasalin po niya yan sa sarili po niyang notebook. At hindi po pwedeng i-delegate. Hindi po pwedeng kumuha ng eunuch, ng sekretarya, o ng kahit na sino pong mga staff in the kingdom to copy the Torah for him. It is the king's duty, first and foremost, as anointed to rule the Israel or the Israelite people, to have his own copy of Torah. So imagine nyo po, every day gagawin po yan ng hari. That's why King David, no, developed a habit of early in the morning, he writes the Word of God. Kaya kung mababasa nyo po, sa ibang mga Psalms si David, laging may morning. Ano po yung first thing to do po niya in the morning? Bubuksan ng Torah, kakapi, magde-devotion. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. Unfailing love, it covers the love in the time of creation. It covers the love before creation. It covers the love from eternity to eternity. That's the unfailing love that David knows. At akalain niyo po yun sa sarili po niyang panulat. And then sabi niya, for I have put my trust in you, show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. David is so personal. The king's devotion is so personal. Next, Psalm 59:16. Hindi lang po niya ito isusulat. Next slide. Sabi po niya dyan, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Yan po ang habit ng king. Very personal, isusulat niya yung mga words at aawitan po niya ang Panginoon. Bakit? Kilala niya ang Diyos. He is his fortress. He is his refuge sa panahon ng kabagabagan. Not only that he writes, but he also sings. Sa panahon niya po ngayon, eh, isang click na lang, no? Lahat na ay pwede mong makuha. Ako po ay, when I have my devotion, mayroon lamang po akong ilang awit sa cellphone, eh. So, nagpapatulong po ako sa mga anak ko mag-download dahil hindi talaga ako marunong. So, ang sarap nung feeling yan. Sometimes, tapos ka nang mag-pray, and then you will listen to a song, and then just allow the Lord to strengthen you, to revive you, to replenish your strength. You can't help it really, but wow, God, your word is so amazing. It brings healing. But unless we do it in a very personal way, we cannot appreciate this personal way God also does for us. David, he is the man after God's own heart, the shepherd, the warrior, and the king, because he knows how to have personal devotion. Psalm 5:3, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. There is faith. Every time you come to the Lord, you must have faith. You don't come to him as if, Because you're afraid that when you don't do your devotion, baka God will punish you, or God will not think about you. He will always think about you because you are His child. But you know what? Ang sarap ng feeling na after mo mag-pray, alam mo, God hears eh. Alam niyo po yun? Prayer is libre. Prayer is free. Wala na pong libre ngayon eh. Kung gusto niyo pong makausap yung friend niyo, kailangan magpa-load kayo eh. Kaya yung friend niyo po, mahal niyo, di ba? Kasi mahal ang load. Pero mga kapatid, ang Panginoon, ginawa niya yung prayer. Libre. 24/7, 365 days, open, free. Pray all you can. All networks open. Nothing to press. Press 1 to connect with, press 2, press 3. No, you can go directly to Him. And this is David. And we can all do the same. That when we pray in our personal time with Him, we are assured that He hears us. Mayroong panalangin ang puso mo, hindi mo masabi. Do you believe God hears you? Alam ng Diyos ang bawat tibok ng puso natin. Today, I want you to come to the Lord in prayer, in faith. Sabihin mo, yes, Lord, I believe in you. I-whisper mo lang yan, ang sabi niyo, before you and wait in expectation. Pag sinabi mong nag-e-expect ako sa Diyos, ang Diyos hindi ka bibitinin. Ang Diyos hindi ka iiwanan sa ere. Ang Diyos hindi ka bibigyan ng pagpapala bago niya ibigay sa iyo. Seser mo ng Kanya ng sobra-sobra. Grabe po, as you wait with expectation, you're expecting of His love and His acceptance. That's David's devotion. And the most classic of all, David knew that Jesus, God, is his shepherd. Psalm 23 says, everybody please recite with me, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Personal devotion. More than anything else, more than anyone, in the morning, the first person we need to see, the first voice we need to hear, and the first hands we need to embrace, the first words we need to hear are the words of God. Amen? Let's have that personal devotion with God. And this made David the king after God's own heart. The man who fears nothing but God. The man who honors God. The man who is humble. Even though he is a king, he still writes on the word of God. He memorizes it. He recites it. May bonus pa. Inaawitan pa niya ang Panginoon. King's devotion is personal. King's devotion is deep. Number 2, King's devotion is deep. Psalm 63 verses 1 to 8. Everybody please read with me. Go. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. Hindi po haphazardly doing devotion. Hindi po minamadali. Hindi po sinisingit ang devotion. Ito po ay priority. Ito po very special na ginagawa. Ito po'y marubdob. Wala na po akong mahanap na Tagalog sa earnest eh. Please help me. Earnestly, marubdob. Kung paano ang mga binata po dito ay nagmarubdob kayong naghahanap ng kababaihan ng isang babae na gusto mong makasama sa buong buhay mo. Ganun po yun eh. Kung paano ang isang lalaki, ang isang tatay na may mga anak at walang makain, ganun po niyang karubdob hahanapin ang trabaho para sa kanyang pamilya. Kung paano pong ang nanay, no, na marubdob na nagpupuyat para lang bantayan ng inyong anak, nang isilang ka sa mundong ito, di ba? Ganun po katindi yung nanay, na walang tulugan, walang kainan, na hindi na nga po makapaligo sa pagbabantay lang ng anak. Subalit ngayon nagbago ka. Pinapakanta po namin kay AB yung anak. At gustong-gusto po niya yan. Pero mga kapatid, ito po yun eh. Earnestly. That makes the distinction. That makes the difference ng devotion ng hari sa devotion ng pangkaraniwang tao. Because the king knows who is his king. Kilala po ni David na siya ay hari, pero mas may hari kaysa sa kanya. Nakita po ni David ang paghahari ng napakalakas na mga hari sa buong mga nag-surround po sa Israel at gumapi po sa kanila. Pero nakita po ni David ang lakas ng tindi ng lakas ng hari ng mga hari. And that made David unshakable because he has the king of all kings. Amen? Hindi ko po sinabing he is, ha? He has. Nandun po sa kanya ang hari ng mga hari. Therefore, kapag ka alam mong siya yung source ng lakas mo, siya ang source ng pagpapala mo, siya ang puno ng buhay, you will earnestly seek Him. At hindi ka maiinis, at hindi ka mayayamot, at hindi mo feeling na isang kaabalahan sa'yo ang maupo, makinig, at isulat, manalangin sa Panginoon sa tuwi na. At ang sabi niya, because you are my God. Nagsimula po siya dun eh. Oh God, you are my God. Kapag alam po natin ang position po natin, kapag kilala po natin na may Diyos, at ang Diyos ay hindi po tayo, at ang Diyos ay ang Diyos si Jesu Kristo, siya lahat ang bukal ng buhay, you have no other option but to seek Him earnestly. At ang sabi dyan, my body longs for you. Ano po bang kasangkapan ng katawan po natin? When we speak of body, it speaks of five senses. Sense of hearing, sense of sight, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of touch. My body, my whole of my senses longs for you, God. Hindi lang yung kamay ko na may maisulat ako at maipacheck ko kay ate o kay kuya. Maipakita ko naman na nagde-devotion ako. No, my soul, my body longs for you. Kaya nga po, di ba tinuruan po tayo na when we have our devotion, pag daw po nagbabasa tayo, buksan mo daw po yung tenga mo eh. Pagka sinabing, at sila David, at ang Haring David ay lumusob doon sa Filisteo. At narinig natin ang mga tinig, ang mga yabag ng mga kabayo. Talagang, di ba, Mandy, alam mo yung horse? No? Talagang dapat daw po maririnig natin yun eh. At laksa-laksang mga demonyo ang nagsibaba mula sa kalangitan, pagbagsak ni Lucifer. Napakadaming demonyo, no? No, all of us. That's how we long for the Word of God. We want to internalize everything with all of us. And sabi niya, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Ganun kita hinahanap kasi patutuyo ako, Lord eh. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Ano sabi niya, blessed is the man, no? Who is like a tree planted in the streams of water, who yields his fruit in season. And whatever he does, prospers. Kasi nakatanim ka sa tabi ng tubig. So, ang tingin po natin sa Diyos, siya ang bukal ng buhay. And I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Verse 1 speaks of your daily devotional. Verse 2, it speaks of your corporate devotion. Wala pong magsasabi sa atin na nagpupunta naman ako sa church and okay na yun. Pero daily, wala kang tinatanggap na salita ng Diyos. You will be like a dry and weary land. But as for David, pagkatapos niyang bulay-bulay ng salita ng Diyos araw-araw, no, siya'y nadidiligan at nabubuhay, and then hindi pa siya doon nasapatan. Pumupunta po pa po siya sa life group at pumupunta po siya sa sanctuary. And there, he sees the power and the glory of God. Kapatid, bakit pagpunta mo sa church, wala kang makitang power, kundi reklamo. Wala kang makitang glory, kundi kapangitan. Kasi you fail to do number one, verse one. You come to church dry. You come to church weary. You come to church in sin. You come to church sinning. Walang Diyos at haplos ng Diyos sa buhay mo. And then when you come to church, your parents will bring you to church. And then all you can see is lahat ng pagkukulang ng tao at ng simbahan. Why? Because you had no devotion. And you had no eyes to see the beauty of God. Verse 3, it says here, next slide. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. What is better thing? What is a better thing in your life? Ano po ang pinakamainam sa buhay po ninyo? Parang sa kabilang tanong po ay ito. What is the most favorite thing you want to have in your life? Or who is your most favorite friend? Or what is the most favorite thing to do you want every Sunday? But you know, for David, the most favorite thing that he has and the most favorite person that he has is God and His love. Sabi doon, your love is better than life. Yung pagmamahal mo, Panginoon, higit pa sa buhay ko. Yung pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo. Yung pagkain mo, yung damit mo, yung lahat ng gagawin mo, gustong-gusto mo yung asikasuhin. Pero alam mo, wala pala yun. Kasi kay David, ang pinakamatindi po pala ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanya kaysa pa sa buhay niya. Mga kapatid, this is the King's devotion. He sees God in a different paradigm. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Kaya po may expression. Everybody say with me, expression. Kantahan niyo po, expression. May expression po. Kasi malalim ang pagkatanaw niya sa Diyos. He is the source of everything. And verse 5, it says, next slide. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think you through the watches of night. Saan po siya nagsimula? Sa umaga. Saan siya nagtapos? Sa higaan. Kanino siya nagsimula ng umaga? Kay Lord. Paano niya tatapusin ang kanyang gabi, ang kanyang araw? Sa Panginoon. On my bed, I remember you. Day and night, morning and evening, every moment of my life. This is deep devotion. Huwag natin sasabihin sa Panginoon na nag-devotion na nga ako ng umaga, pati ba naman gabi, magpe-pray pa? Meron pang intercession? Paano naman na ako niya? Gimmick naman. So on my bed, I remember you. Why? Because your love, God, is better than life. Amen. Next slide. Sabi po dyan, verse 7. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Grabe, sobrang deep. Why? Kasi walang iwanan. Ako, aawit ako sa iyo, Lord. Yung soul ko, alam niyo po ba yung sa Tagalog, yung naka-cling? Naka-stapler? Nakayapos! Nakayakap! Walang makapag-ihiwalay. Ako, nakayakap ako sa Diyos, tapos siya nakahawak sa akin. Isn't it wonderful? Ang tindi ng relasyon. Ang tindi po ang lalim ng relasyon ng Haring David at ng hari ng mga hari. That's why he is so powerful. He is so amazing. Why? Because he is one with God. And that makes his devotion deep. Hindi ko tatantanan yung devotion ko hanggat hindi ko maramdaman na hawak mo ako, Panginoon. Amen? Are we learning, mga kapatid? Are we changing? Do we see the kind of devotion David had with his devotion? Yung pong devotion, isang bagay po yung may devotional notebook, may devotion. Pero yung devoted ka sa devotion mo, iba yun eh. And this is David. Next verse. Next slide. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out to you by day, but you do not answer by night, and I'm not silent. Yung alam mo yun, may LQ kayo ni Lord, hindi ka mapakali. Sino dito nagkaroon ng boyfriend, ng girlfriend? Sino dito may asawa? Na hindi kayo mapakali kasi magkagalit kayo ng asawa mo. Alam niyo po, ang pinakamabigat po sa akin is yung spirit ng naninikis. Alam niyo po ba yun sa Tagalog? Yung naninikis? Yung nag-sorry ka na, ayaw ka pang batiin. Yung nagmakaawa ka na, ayaw ka pang patawarin. Yung nagbigay ka na ng chocolate, hindi kakainin. Yung nagluto ka, iisnabin. No? Ang sakit po nun. Pero, alam niyo po, gusto ko po makita niyo dito yung twist. Ang sweet po ni David at ng Diyos. Pero may instance sa buhay po ni David na feeling niya iniwanan siya ng Diyos. May instance sa buhay po ni David na parang magkalayo sila ng Panginoon. Pero alam niyo po, hindi nagmatigas si David. Hindi po siya nanikis sa Panginoon. Lord, ayaw mo ba sa akin? E de wag, hindi ako mag-church. Ala, kaya mag-tithes and offering. Lord, galit ka ba sa akin? Hindi mo in-answer yung prayer ko? Rest muna ako sa ministry. Lord, meron akong katampuhan. Mag-consecrate ako mag-isa. Hindi po eh. He reveals his heart. Lord, bakit mo naman ako iniwan? Bakit naman ko nararamdaman ito? Pero kahit ganito yung feeling ko, iiyak pa rin ako, iiyak ako sa'yo. Kahit hanggang sasagutin mo ako, sabi niya, by night, at hindi ako tatahimik. Hindi ako tatahimik hanggat hindi mo ako sagutin. Mga kapatid, this is the kind of deep devotion that we need to have. Hindi nagmamalaki. Hindi nagmamataas sa harapan ng Diyos. Even David is a man after God's own heart. Kahit po man after God's own heart po siya, hindi pa rin lahat ng gusto niya o hindi rin po lahat ng daing niya sinasagot ng Diyos. At hindi rin po siya perfect na hindi na po siya magkasala. Actually, nagkakasala po siya at mamaya po pag-usapan natin yun. Pero ang maganda po kay David, nung naramdaman niya yung coldness, naramdaman niya yung pagkatabang ng relationship, naramdaman niyang parang ang layo ni Lord, lumalapit siya eh. Hindi siya naninikis. Gumagawa siya ng paraan upang makita siyang muli ng Diyos at maramdaman niyang muli ang Panginoon. Because knowing that apart from God, he is nothing. And without God, he can do nothing. Mga kapatid, in every relationship here, wag pong ganun. Wag po natin hahayang tumagal ang mga pagkakaalitan sa ating mga tahanan. Kaya nga po ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga salita in Ephesians, kung mayroon kang galit, huwag mo lulubugan ng araw. Ayusin. Just like David. This makes his devotional deep. Amen? Next slide. Meron pa po ba? Even my closest friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Alam po ni David ang nangyari. Even nung time of betrayal, even his best friend, he betrayed him. Pero alam niyo po yun, even, no? Even yung kanyang close friend, hindi po talaga naging tapat sa kanya. David continued on. Walang bagay, walang sinuman, walang pangyayari na magpapahiwalay kay David sa Panginoon. That makes his devotion deep. Amen? Next slide po. Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Kanina po ang sabi natin, gusto po natin makilala ang Diyos. It's one thing to know God. It's one thing to have personal relationship with Him. Pero alam niyo po, mas nakakatakot yung makilala ka ng Diyos. At makilala mo ang sarili mo sa paraan ng pagkakilala ng Diyos sa'yo. Sino po dito ang lumalapit sa Panginoon at sinasabi niya, here am I, Lord God. Lord, alam ko, mas kilala mo ako. Alam mo kung saan ako matetembuang. Alam mo kung saan ako malalaglag. Lord, alam mo kung sino ang makakalaglag sa akin sa kasalanan. Lord, mas kilala mo ang daan ko. Pwede ba, Lord, ipakita mo na sa akin to ngayon? Nakakatakot po yung ganong panalangin. Pero yun po ang kailangan natin. Amen. So that we can have a deep relationship with the Lord. Minsan, lumalapit na lang tayo sa Panginoon, tapos na. I'm so sorry, Lord, I was tempted. I'm so sorry, Lord, I fell with this person. I'm so sorry, Lord, I missed the instruction. Sorry, Lord, I disobeyed you. Most of the time, we come to the Lord asking for forgiveness. And well and good, God forgives. Pero it's another kwento yung sabihin mo sa Panginoon, search me, O God, and know my heart. Know my innermost being. Ipakilala mo naman po sa akin ano po talagang kahinaan ko. Ipakilala mo po sa akin saan ako pwedeng lumaglag. Ito po bang babaeng kausap ko? Hihilahin ako sa impyerno. Please, Lord, ipakita mo na po sa akin. Paramdam mo na po sa akin. And then, see if there's any offensive way in me. Meron po ba akong kinikimkim? Meron po ba akong galit? Meron pa po ba akong nakatanim, nakapaita, nagkapuotan? And then, lead me in the way everlasting. Why? Hanggat may kapuotan ka, hanggat may kapaitan ka, hindi mo marirealize ang abundant life that God had prepared for you. You are very far away from the everlasting joy because your sorrow, your pain, and your bitterness will prevail you, will stop you from entering into the joy of God. Kaya sabi po ni David, Lord, ang sarap kilala ka. Ang sarap din nung kilala ko yung sarili ko. Pero Lord, gusto ko rin pong makilala ko yung sarili ko the way you see me. And Lord, please help me. Pag pinakilala mo yung sarili ko the way nakilala mo ako, tulungan mo pa rin akong sundin ka. And this makes devotion deep. Are we ready to do this? This is kingly anointing. Next. Sabi po ni Paul, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. Ang sarap mag-devotion kapag ka pinag-uusapan blessing. Ang sarap pag-devotion kapag pinag-uusapan destiny, ang purpose, dreams, leadership, rising up. Ang sarap po eh. Pero paano pagka pinag-usapan na yung suffering? Paano pag pinag-usapan na yung death? Gloomy. Dark ang hirap. Pero with Paul, he said to the Lord, I want to know Christ and even the power of His resurrection at magkaroon ako ng salong buhay, ng fellowship dun sa kanyang paghihirap. Makita ko kung paano siya naghirap at paano niya ibinigay ang buhay niya sa akin. That's why we have the crossing retreat this July 28 and 29. Ito po yung isang araw o dalawang araw where you will pause and you will see what God did for you. Ano ang ginawa ng Diyos sa'yo? Yung kanyang kamatayan, yung kanyang pagkabuhay na maguli, lahat yon para sa'yo. Pero para saan? Pagkatapos mong tanggapin, yon ang panalangin ni Paul. Na hindi ko lang siya matanggap, kundi maisa kabuhay ko. Ang iyong kamatayan, ang iyong paghihirap, ang iyong pagkabuhay na maguli, maisa pamuhay ko po. This is deep devotion. Amen? Alam niyo po, when we go back to the life of David, hindi po niya itinago ang kanyang kasalanan. Kanya po itong inihayag sa Panginoon. Marami po sa atin when we come to sufferings, when we come to experiencing sin, we tend to hide it. At nagagalit pa tayo, ba't nalaman ni ganon? Ba't napunta doon ang kwento? Ba't natanong noon? Bakit ganon? Nakakahiya naman. O bakit naman ikwinento niyo pa? Di ba tapos na yon? Bakit naman? Alam niyo, for David, no, hanggang ngayon pinag-uusapan natin ang kasalanan niya at saka kasalanan ni Bathsheba. At kung paano niya pinapatay si Uriah, he committed adultery and murder. But you know, when Prophet Nathan rebuked him and said, you are the man. Ano pong sabi ni David? Yes, I am the man. Oh God, please forgive me. You know, hindi po nila itinago ang kasalanan ni David. Bakit? Because ayaw niyang itago ang kapangyarihan ng pagpapatawad ng Diyos. Ginawa mo na yung kasalanan, nahiya ka na sa kasalanan, pinatawad ka na ng Diyos, bakit ayaw mong mabulgar? Bakit ayaw mong masabing isa kang makasalanan, lahat naman tayo makasalanan? Pag tumigil ka doon, nakasentro ka sa pagtingin sa sarili mo. But not like David. His devotion is deep that he allowed himself to be corrected. And when he corrected, he was corrected. He opened his life. And yes, sabi niya, I am that man. I am a sinner. At dahil doon, hindi niya itinago ang pagpapatawad ng Diyos. When we sin and we receive God's forgiveness, then declare it. Declare it. For David, he cannot afford to hide his sin because he cannot afford to see how God forgives him. Amen. Pinatawad ba tayo ng Diyos lahat? Palakpakan po natin ang pagpapatawad ng Diyos sa atin. He forgave us and He will still forgive us. That makes His devotion so deep. Number three, not only His devotion is deep, but His devotion is powerful. God's word of prophecy made Him reach the throne. What made and what brought David to the throne? It is God's word. He believed in His devotion. He believed in the word of God. Ano po ang sabi siya? Next slide. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. From tending the sheep, he brought him to the shepherd, to be shepherd of his people, Jacob of Israel, his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands, he led them. Mga kapatid, this is how David raised up in the word of God. Being a shepherd boy to a warrior and then to a king. Nung shepherd boy siya, nagde-devotion na siya, meron siyang personal na relasyon sa Panginoon, and then he became a warrior with so much strength that he can kill even the bear and the lion and even giants. But you know what? Sabi doon, he became a king. Totoo ang salita ng Panginoon that he will rule. And what brought David there? It's the word of God, his prophecy for him. When we have our devotion, mga kapatid, salungguhitan niyo po. Ha, Tagalog na Tagalog, ha? Guhitan po ninyo, markahan po ninyo ang lahat ng mga propesiya ng Diyos para sa iyo. And when you highlight all the prophecies of God for you, meaning the declaration of God upon your life, take it and say it, yes and amen, it's gonna happen. And this is what brought David to his throne. As a shepherd boy, walang pag-asa, walang tumitingin, walang kasama, but God is with him every step of the way. And what is his way? His way to the throne. Amen? Not only that, next slide po. God's word of intercession protected and covered him, thus gave him victories against all his enemies. Your devotion will make you powerful. Your devotion will make you effective. As you see God praying for you, as you see God leading you, in our devotion, we see the love of Jesus. Para po saan? So that we can also love others. In our devotion, we see Jesus serve people so that we can learn to serve people the way He served people. In our devotion, we see Jesus forgives. And therefore, in return, we also can forgive. This makes our devotion so powerful. This makes David's devotion so powerful. He sees God interceding with him. He sees God interceding for him, fighting for him, and giving him the victory. Next, sabi po dyan sa verse natin, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Naisulat po ito ni David. Why? Because he sees the Lord as his protector, as his guide, as his Lord, as his refuge. Ito po yung classic na Sunday school song. Sino po nakakaalam ito? He lifted me up from the miry clay. He planted my feet along the King's highway. And that is the reason why I sing and shout. For Jesus came down, 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 and lifted me up, up, up. Yun, pang Sunday school lang po ako eh. So mga kapatid, this is the song of David. His life became so powerful because the word of God is so powerful in his life. Grabe, nakasub-sub na po sa putik. Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 32 po, na-compose ni David, yung, blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven. Psalm 40, pinakita po ni David ang larawan po niya nung siya ay nagkasala ng adultery and murder. Sabi niya, sub-sub ako sa putik. Napakadumi ko. Napakabaho ko. But God lifted me up from the miry clay. And He set my feet on a rock. And now I'm standing on a firm rock. Kapatid, wala makapagliligtas sa'yo sa lublob ng kasalanan maliban sa kamay ng Diyos. At walang maganda, at walang mabango kapag tayo nanatili sa putik. But when God raises up from the miry clay, allow Him to put us up on the rock. At huwag ka na sanang bumaba pang muli at yakapin pa ang putik dahil hindi ka doon nababagay. Inilagay ka ng Diyos sa tuktok ng batuhan, for He is the rock of your life so that you will no longer stumble and fail. This makes David the man after God's own heart. After God put him from the miry clay, cleansed him, forgave him, gave him a brand new life, David did not do the sin again. Yan po ang tunay na repentant. Yan ang tunay na kingly anointing. Nagkasala, humingi ng tawad, pinatawad. Nung pinatawad, hindi na umulit. Because he sees that the word of God is more than enough for him to change. Kapatid, if you hear this word and you keep on struggling with your sin, If you hear the forgiveness of God and you keep on repeating your sin, if you see God leading you to the way of repentance and you keep on walking on your ways, then I don't know, kapatid, what do you need pa so that you can change your way? Siguro nga, it's God Himself who will show up to you. And the worst, and the latter is worse than the beginning. David makes his devotion so powerful. Next, sabi po dyan, God's word of love and acceptance transformed him. Next slide. Psalm 18, verse 21-22. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All His laws are before me. I have not turned away from His decrees. Psalm 18 is pre-Bathsheba experience. Yung Psalm chapter 18 po ay si David bago niya masilip si Bathsheba. Grabe po magsalita, no? Very confident. Ano pong sabi ni David? Nung hindi siya nagkakasala. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All His laws are before me. I have not turned away from His decrees. Perfect! 100%! Amazing! This is pre-Bathsheba verse. And somewhere along the way, nakita po niya si Bathsheba naliligo. And to make the long story short, one night stand po sila. At nung nag one night stand po sila, after a week, Bathsheba said to him, dapat schedule ko ngayon, magkaroon ako ng monthly period. Pero hindi. So, nag-pregnancy test, positive. Uriah was on the war. So sabi po ni David, iuwi nyo si Uriah, ipasiping nyo si Uriah, yung asawa ni Bathsheba sa kanya. But you know Uriah? He is one of the mighty men of David. And nasabi niya, my king! Tagaluhin ko na lang po ha. Nag-expire na yung English ko eh. Time na no? Kasi nag-expire na ako. So sabi po, di po ako, yung English lang. Alright, sabi po niya, mahal na hari, hindi ko naman po ito magagawa. Ala eh, galing ako doon sa labanan, tapos uuwi ako dito. Tapos eh, magsisiping kami ng asawa ko, ala eh, hindi ko magagawa yan. Hindi ko kaya yan, sir. Hindi po kaya ni Uriah. Why? Kasi yung mga army po niya, nakikipagpatayan po doon. Tapos siya magpapasarap din sa asawa niya. Hindi ko kaya. Di ba, mahal na hari, kayo nga nagturo sa amin to be loyal to the nation? Aray! Ano po ginawa ni David? Nilaseng! Nilaseng si Uriah. Bigyan niyo yan ng sunbig, light, ng lahat, ng makalalaseng. Nalasing po si Uriah. Papasok na sa pinto eh. Pero alam niya po yun, pinanghinaan siya ng loob eh. Sabi ni Uriah, hindi ko talaga ito magagawa laban sa aking Diyos, sa Diyos ng aking hari at sa bansa. Natulog sa pintuan. Walang naganap. Mahuhuli na po. Malalaki na ang tiyan ni Bathsheba. To make the long story short, pinapatay po ni David si Uriah. Pinalagay po niya sa front line. Siya ang sumalo ng mga sibat. And Dave and Uriah died on the spot. At dumating ang propeta ng Diyos kay David. Nagkaroon sila ng ganitong pag-uusap in a very personal way. Nagkwento po ang propeta tungkol sa pagmamay-ari ng isang mayamang lalaki na may mga tupa, subalit mayroong isang mas higit na mayaman, and then kinuha po yung isang kaisa-isang tupa nito Ito po, and then sabi ni David, parusahan mo yan. Sabi po ni Prophet Nathan, you are the man, King David. And David cried. Psalm 51, this is the post-Bathsheba verse. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Sin of adultery, sin of murder. But his devotion never left him. He allowed the word of God in his love and acceptance transformed him. Next slide po. That's why David said, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and his spirit is no deceit. Kapatid, kapag pinatawad ka ng Diyos, ikaw na ang pinakamalayang tao sa balat ng lupa. Kapag nalumat mo at natanggap mo ang paglilinis ng Diyos, ikaw na ang pinakamaganda at pinakamaputing tao sa tanang buhay na mabubuhay dito sa mundo. David said the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from work. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Kinote po siya dito in Acts, in Romans chapter 4 ni Paul. Sabi doon, walang gawa. Walang bayad, walang pera, walang abuloy, walang gawa ang makapagbabayad ng kasalanan nino man. That's why David, he is the king, he is the most powerful man, he is the wealthiest man, but he cannot give himself peace. He cannot cleanse himself from all his sins. It's only God and God alone. And when David received that forgiveness, he considered himself as blessed. Pinagpala. Mga kapatid, anong magpapala sa'yo? Ang buhay na pinatawad. Amen! Amen. Next slide. God's word of promises made him fulfilled. Do you want to be fulfilled? Gusto niyo po ba na pagka namatay po tayo at tinignan po tayo sa kabaong, sasabihin po ay, ang ganda naman ng makeup niya. Hindi po eh. No? Hindi po sasabihin. Ano ba sasabihin sa atin? Wow! Praise God! Purihin ang Diyos sa buhay niya. He lives his life well. He has a fulfilled life. Ano po ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos? Now when David has served God's purpose in his generation, he fell asleep. Nung natupad ni David, nung nagawa na niya ang layunin ng Diyos sa buhay niya, natulog na lang po siya sa presensya ng Diyos. Kapatid, huwag mong aasaming mamatay. Huwag kang gigive up. Huwag kang bibitiw. Hanggat alam mo na hindi pa nagniningning si Jesus sa buhay mo. Hanggat alam mo na hindi pa natutupad ang layunin ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Lahat po tayo binigyan ng Diyos ng purpose. And that is to give Him the glory. We are made for His glory. We are made for His pleasure. And what makes Him glorifying in our life is when we live for Him and when we give ourselves for Him. So this is David's legacy. Yung Word of God brought him there in fulfillment. Amen? And it's all possible because we have the Word of God. In closing, I want to give you this four things. How can we have the kingly devotion? How do we have personal, deep, and powerful? Do you want this? Gusto niyo po ba magkaroon ng personal na devotion? Malalim, singlalim ng balon, singlakas ng nagbabago ng buhay at gumaganap ng mga layunin sa buhay? Apat po, number one, we need solitude. We need solitude. Solitude is quietness and aloneness. Do not be afraid when you are alone. Do not be afraid when you are quiet. Kasi dito nangungusap ang Panginoon. Sabi po ni David, "But I have stilled and quietened my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me." Magpasaway po tayo. Magpapanatag po tayo ng kalooban. You have your trouble, you have your worries, you have your anxieties, you have your fears, you have problems, you have trials in life. Pero ang sabi po dyan, kailangan mayroon kang katahimikan, meron kang pag-iisa. Amen? Solitude. And next, sabi po dyan, not only solitude, but meditation. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Meditation is not reading and writing. Meditation is asking the Lord, God, what do you want me to know about you, about myself, about the situation? What promises do I need to claim? What commands do I need to obey? What warnings do I need to avoid? These are meditation. So ito po yung pagdidili-dili ng mga salita ng Diyos. Hindi lang po tayo magbasa at magsulat kung hindi limi-limiin natin patungkol kanino to, anong mensahe mo sa akin, at sa dulo ng lahat, magbago po ako. Let's take a look at the next slide. Psalm 119. Pakibalik lang po, Psalm 119, verse 15. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Next slide. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Mga kapatid, kapag tayo mag-isa sa Lord, sa harapan niya, nag-desire ka, Lord, please speak to me. Kagaya po ng skit kanina, no, kailangan po walang distraction. And then you pray to the Lord, Lord, pagliwanagin mo iisip ko, magsalita po kayo sa akin mula sa mga salita na to. And God will give you insight. Next. Joshua 1:8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. What is the most favorite part of the verse? Ano pong pinaka-paboritong bahagi ng verse? Yung huli. You will be prosperous and successful. Yan po ang gusto nating lahat. At para sa lahat yan. Kaya lang before the promise is the premise. What is the premise? Huwag mong hayaang mawalay sa'yo ang banal na kasulatan. Depart. Do not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Hindi po sapat na may Bible tayo sa bahay. Buksan po natin yung Bible. Basahin po natin araw at gabi. At hindi lang po gagawing basahin at isulat. Sabi po doon, careful to do everything written on it. Can you repeat po the phrase with me? Careful, ready, go! Careful to do everything written on it. One more time. Careful to do everything written on it. Ilan daw po ang susundin natin? Everything. Hindi yung gusto mo lang, kundi lahat. Next. A time of personal devotion is not a race to meet a goal of reading and writing. It is a relationship to be nurtured and enjoyed. It is a relationship to be nurtured and enjoyed. It is not a requirement. It is our life. Ang pakikipagniig po sa Diyos, ang pagtanggap ng kanyang salita, ay hindi po hinihingi ng simbahan. Hindi po hinihingi ng ministeryo. Ito po ay para sa inyo, para tayo mabuhay. Next. To meditate is not to browse the Word, but to see the God of the Word. Ang kamit-up po natin every time we do our devotion is God. Sorry po. Para po sa iba na hindi kayo lumaki with a father like me. When I see father, daughter, father and son talking, when we have family altar po, and when I see Pastor Al guiding my children, naiiyak talaga ako. Naiiyak po ako sa kagalakan. Sige po, tumawa tayo. I had no experience. I had no experience of talking with my tatay that way. And I had no experience of having my tatay raising me up in the Word of God. But you know, na naturuan po ako ng Diyos. When I was 5 years old in the Sunday school, dami po nito. Sino po may gusto? Thank you, sister. Naturuan po ako ng Diyos na mag-memorize ng verse. At nung nag-memorize po ako ng verse, para po akong nabubuhay. Lagi po ako na-awardan ng memory verse master. Pero huwag yun na pong paulit kasi hindi na po ako makamemorize ngayon. Bakit po ako naiiyak dito? Kasi when we know that when we have our devotion, when we read the Word, it's the Word of God. He is becoming a father to you. He is becoming a teacher to you. Huwag kang mabuhay sa miseries. Huwag kang mabuhay doon sa kawalan. Huwag kang mabuhay sa galit. Huwag kang mabuhay sa pagkukulang. Mabuhay ka na nandyan ang Diyos. And when He showed Himself first to me as a father, I regained strength. I made my life whole again. At natuwa ako sa Panginoon when I heard that I had a calling to serve Him in the full-time ministry. Kapatid, when our time with God comes every morning, it's your time with Him. It's your time with the Father. So, this time sabi mo sa Panginoon, Lord, yung Bible, itong pinakakayamanan ko. Yung pag nagbasa po ako ng Bible, ito po yung pinakamahalagang bahagi ng buhay ko. You know, dalawa lang po kami magkapatid, yung nanay ko po andito sa harap. Siya po yung Shunammite woman. Nagtitinda lang po kami ng mga candy at ano ba yun? Mga sagogulaman at kung ano-ano pa, bili na po kayo. No? Titinda po kami doon. Pero alam ko, kami ang pinakamagandang nagtitinda doon. Pero alam niyo po, pagka ang nanay ko nakakita ng pastor, minsan, yung kinita po ng nanay ko, bibigay doon sa pastor. Naranasan po namin magkapatid, maliit lang po yung bahay namin. Ang dami-dami pong pumupunta sa bahay namin, nauuntog po. Kahit po talagang silong na ganyan, yung bang parang bahay ni Snow White, nauuntog. Kasi ang dami pong manliligaw ng ate ko. Pero mas marami po ako. Joke lang. Joke lang. Kayo naman, miyak na kasi kayo eh. Patas lang. Pero alam niyo po, ang nanay ko magluluto. Tapos papakain sa pastor. Naranasan po namin yung nagtitingin ng kami ni ate. Ate, wala tayong pagkain. Ate, ano pa? Nagkakalapitan kami. Lumalabas na lang po kami. Nagpapahangin na lang po kami. Ang kakapal ng mukha ng mga pastor. Talagang uubusin po yung pagkain namin and everything. Pero hindi po taga dito yon. Yung po mga pastor na huwag na pong alamin. Basta po sa ibang lupalop ng mundo. And tumang-tawa po sila. Sabi nila, kain na. Wala na eh. Talaga, naranasan namin yun. And yung pong
mga kaklase ko sa Phoebus, sa mga pastor, talaga pong inaalaga ng nanay ko. Naiinis na po ako minsan. Sabi ko, Nay, huwag naman. Pero talaga pong mahal na mahal ng nanay ko yung pastor, mga pastor. Siguro po kung pangarap lang ng ating, ng pangarap po siguro ng nanay ko ay makapag-asawa kami lahat ng pastor, pati po siya. So, ay, pwede. Alam niyo po, ngayon, yung pong ginawa ng nanay ko, yung nakikita ko po nanay ko, meron po kaming malaking Bible na ganyan. Every night po yun, nagbabasa po siya ng Bible. Sa kanya po ako dinatuto eh. Bible, tapos nakikinig po kami sa DZAS. Tapos po yung mga message ng mga Insight for Living, John MacArthur, bata pa lang po ako, naririnig ko na yung mga messages na yan. Walang sayang. Ngayon po, pastora ako, yung pong kapatid ko, doktora, yung pong kapatid ko, ina-warden po ng the best optometrists in the Philippines, sa PRC. And now, inabalik na po siya sa Perkins, yung pong paaralan ni Helen Keller, because she is an optometrist, and all expenses paid. And ako po, I traveled around the world. Na po, pero, paano po nangyari yun? Wala po kaming tatay. Wala po kaming tatay na tumulong sa amin. Pero gusto ko pong sabihin sa inyo that never stop from your misery, never stop from nothingness, because when you learn to dwell upon His Word, you will see God of the Word. And totoo ang Diyos ng kanyang, at totoo ang salita ng Diyos sa kanyang mga salita. Ngayon po, we are living comfortably, not too much, no po, pero ayos lang. Because I owe this to my nanay, talagang nag-meditate siya ng salita ng Diyos. And while I was still small, nagpakilala ang Diyos sa akin bilang isang ama. Kapatid, never despise your devotion. Never despise time with God. Because your children will inherit your devotion. Wala kang ipapamana. Wala kang pera. Pero yung kayamanan mo sa salita ng Diyos, yan ang bubuhay sa mga anak mo. Dahil magpapakilala ang Diyos sa kanila, sa kanyang katapatan, sa katapatan mo din sa kanya. Amen? To God be all the glory po talaga. Amen? Hallelujah! Kaya to all parents here, to all who will start your family, never despise devotion. Sa mga nagsisimula ng business, never despise opening the day with the Word of God. Walang magic, pero ang alam ko lang, tumutupad ang Diyos sa kanyang pangako. Next slide po. Examination. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. An examined life is worth living. Kailangan pong magpasuri tayo ng buhay sa Diyos. Araw-araw. Araw-araw. And number, next. Personal devotion is not regimentation, it is redemption. It is not a routine, it is an experience to be challenged and changed. Ang pagde-devotion po ay hindi po regimentation. Na parang naligo ka, una mag-shampoo ka, ay magbasa ka, mag-shampoo ka, magbalaw ka, mag-scrub ka and everything. Regimentation po yun. Pero ang devotion is redemption. Ibig po sabihin ng redemption, the more you do it, the more you are changed. It is not a routine, it is an experience to be challenged and changed. Amen? Next slide. We need to prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us from the Word of God that will challenge us to change and grow. Holy Spirit, reveal. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, change me. Help me walk and grow. Grow up! Ang tagal mo na nagbabasa, hindi ka pa nagmamature. There's something wrong in the middle of your devotion, and that is you are not allowing the power of the Holy Spirit to change you. You are only in the regimentation process, but not in the redemption. unless you go with the redemption, then change will come your way. Next, communication. Communication is starting confessing, thanking God, submitting to the Lord. But you know what? The end of your devotion is the beginning of your preaching. Ang katapusan ng iyong devotion ay ang pag-uumpisa ng iyong pangangaral. Para saan ka nagbasa? Para saan ka may devotion? Para po may mapangaral. Ang sabi po dito, my message and my preaching were not wise, with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Bakit tayo nag-aaral? Bakit tayo nagde-devotional? Para may maipakita kang binagong buhay. At pag nakita sa'yo may binago kang buhay, sasabihin, totoo nga ang Diyos na binabasa mo. Totoo nga yung salita. Totoo nga na nagpipreach ka na. The best thing that happens in your devotion is not that you write it on. The best thing that happens in your devotion is after you write it, you find someone and share your devotion with. That's why we belong to a life group. We belong to a worship group. Bakit? Doon natin na ibabahagi ang binagong buhay mula sa salita ng Diyos. Do you receive it po, mga kapatid? Do you receive it? Amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. The Word will test you. Ang salita ng Diyos, susubukin ka. Lalo na po ngayon, we're talking about virtues. We're talking about love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness. Oh my goodness! Where are you? Susubukin ka! Pero habang sinusubok ka, ipasa mo para may maipangaral ka. This is our life meant to be. Kingly devotion. Personal, deep, powerful. You can only have this kingly devotion if you have time with Him in quietness and aloneness. If you meditate, if you are committed to do everything written on it, and you allow yourself to be examined, you allow yourself to be redeemed by the Word, to be washed by the Word, and then therefore you can stand tall. Say, I am forgiven, I am changed, I am a new broad person because of the Word of God. If this is your prayer, Lord, I want this kingly devotion. I want this, God. Gusto ko to. Pero, bigyan mo ako ng thirst, God. Bigyan mo po ako ng thirst. Anyone here, you want to say, God, I want to start anew with you, with your word. Just raise your hand. Sino po nagsasabing, mamahalin ko yung salita mo, magde-devotion ako, personal, deep, powerful, Lord, ito na yun, ito na yun. But unless you have the relationship with the Lord, you cannot have it. Praise God to those who have raised your hands, God sees it, and God will bless your hands, your life. Sino po nagsasabi dito, I want to have a personal relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I see your hand. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Today as a church, let us come to Him in prayer and say to Him, Lord, I need You every hour. I need You every hour. Lord, my gracious God, I need You. If this is your prayer, just come to the front and we will all together surrender our lives to God.